We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
On the Central Bank Tiger Network from Learfield IMG College, this is Tiger Talk, brought to you by Bud Light. Whenever there's a game to watch, there's a Bud Light there. And by our premier partner, Shelter Insurance and MU Healthcare. Now, here's the voice of the Tigers, Mike Kelly.
It is Monday night, and that means that we get a chance to visit with Tigers basketball coach Konzo Martin here on Tiger Talk. Also on the program tonight, our players segment, we'll visit with Torrence Watson. We'll also hear from Missouri's strength and conditioning coach, Nicodemus Christopher, over the course of the next hour. Missouri, 5-0 on the season. Tigers have not played since beating the Fighting Illini in the Bragging Rights game on December the 12th, 81-78, the final here at Mizzou Arena. Missouri still ranked number 16 in the country. Facing the Bradley Braves coming up Tuesday night. Bradley 6-2 on the season out of the Missouri Valley. They won a game over the weekend as they got a dunk with 18.7 seconds to go to come back and knock off Miami of Ohio 69-68. And so they will come in with a record of 6-2 on the season. With that, we say good evening to the head coach of the Tigers, Konzo Martin. It is Christmas week, and it's great to see you.
Good seeing you, Mike. It's always a good time for me, holiday season, especially when your teams are playing well. My oldest son came home for the holidays, so it's good times.
Yeah, how has this last week been? You had hoped to get a game in. That didn't happen. Now getting ready for Bradley, so you haven't played for a while. So what have you been doing with your guys during this team, or during this time, I should say?
You know, outside of finishing finals, you know, just anticipating if there's a game. And we tried to stay away from when we lost the game to say, okay, this might be the team next. Because we did that before with that back and forth with Oregon and that sort of thing. So we just tried to say, let's prepare for a game. But there's still a balance of, you know, fresh legs, fresh minds, getting in and getting out and not overdoing it. So we kept our same routine, practiced the same. Might have got up and down a little bit more in certain areas. And that was about it. But it helps when you're able to get rest, you know, you get finals out the way, and the guys did a great job in the classroom. So all that stuff helps because that the anxiety and the stress levels with finals can take a toll on you.
Analyze the first five games. Just as you look back at the five games and being able to win all five with this team and being able to react the way that they have and really handle any circumstances that have been put in front of them, just as you think about the first five games and analyze it, what comes to mind?
Well, I think it's safe to say we're a good team. Mm-hmm. We're a good basketball team. We have good guard play, good interior play. We do a lot of things well. I think the thing that we've improved the most since I've been here, we made an emphasis, is really making plays at the rim. You know, we're shooting a good percentage as a team in two-point baskets. I think we're number 7 in the country at two-point field goal baskets at about 62%. But that's also studying the numbers throughout the spring and summer and figuring out where we can score baskets, be more efficient. Taking away, not taking away guys' game, but taking away certain shots that really don't mean a lot. wasted shots, even if they go in the basket. So just really trying to do that, and I think it's been very helpful. And there's still plenty of room to go grow, and I'm not saying it just to say it, you know, as a coach cliche, but I think we have to tighten up the screws on a little defensive details because, you know, when you, in that June and July, those 2 months, those 8 weeks, that's where you do a lot of the detail, the small, tedious type things, and then you do the big stuff when you get to this point. But we in between that because we didn't have the June and July, so you work on those things as well. So sometimes having the days off like we had can be helpful.
If there was a consistency in terms of the times that there's been breakdowns defensively, are there a couple of areas that really – I don't want to say can have concerned you, but areas that need to be addressed?
Yes, yes. And the opposing team might hear, but I'm going to give the fans a little bit. I think sometimes in the middle ball screen, especially when the ball is moving fast. Mm-hmm. When the ball is moving fast, there's certain things that we do, and we can't be indecisive. We have to be clear. And like I say to our big guys, you have to be clear, you have to be loud, even if you're not right, mm-hmm. because that way you gave out a signal. But mm-hmm. when you're not loud with it, you're not clear, then everybody else is kind of looking around. But that ball is coming so fast. The same way when our guards attacking downhill. We want to attack you. We want you to make multiple decisions while we're attacking downhill. So I just think with our big guys, and not to say it's our big guys falling those ball screens, our guards have to continue to do a better job of standing the ball screen. But when you give out a signal, everybody understands that command.
What signal, for the fans' perspective, since we're talking about it now, what are the options from a signal standpoint defensively for the bigs as they're reading the screen?
Well, we have colors. We have green, we have red, and then we have signals down. So they understand us, so you can hear it. And again, they know what that means. So it's positioning. Yeah. So when that ball screen is coming, you know you. Because once you hear that, then it's not only the guy that's defending the ball or it's the big guy that's making the call, but it's also the other three guys. Because in ball screen coverage, and we spend a lot of time with NBA guys, and you know it going against it, in ball screen coverage, the three guys that are not in the ball screen are just as important mm-hmm. as the two guys in the ball screen.
Yeah, because we saw times, particularly against Illinois, where there'd be a high ball screen, and a guard would get downhill, and there was no rotation to try and cut off the penetration, was there?
Yes. Now, part of that, if Adam Miller against Illinois, Trent Frazier in certain corners, we're going to give up. We're not allowing those guys to get shots. Yeah. Now, there are certain teams that's not the case. Yeah. So some of that is scouting report specific. We're willing to give up this, but we can't allow these guys to get off.
How much better is this team understanding those defensive principles and concepts now than they were when you took over this group a few years ago?
Oh, a lot better because it's the same stuff.
Yeah.
So now that means even if you're not a great student of the game, you have no choice because you've heard and seen it over and over and over again. So it's just a matter in your sleep. Like there's certain things in college that still to this day I remember just because you heard it over and over.
Yeah.
So the same thing with our guys. It's just the principles and doing it over and over, and you become good at it.
Mm-hmm. That's Konzo Martin. I'm Mike Kelly. Tiger Talk from Mizzou Arena here in Columbia. Tigers in action coming up tomorrow evening as they take on the Bradley Braves out of the Missouri Valley. First matchup between these two schools since 1990 when Missouri went on the road at Carver Arena in Peoria and won by the score of 76-60. More with the coach comes your way after this on the Central Bank Tiger Network from Learfield, IMG College.
I told you that front tire needed air.
I know, Dad.
Where's the tire iron? I told you, always keep a tire iron in a jack.
I know, Dad. I got it. Roadside assistance is included with my shelter insurance auto policy. It's one of the reasons you told me to get it. Remember?
Maybe you do listen after all.
At Shelter, listening to you is what we do best. To find an agent near you, visit shelterinsurance.com. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
At Central Bank, we turn possibilities into realities, and for our customers, relationships into returns. We're a community bank that goes where you go, with comprehensive tools and seamless solutions for every step in your financial journey. Do more with your money. Start your journey today at centralbank.net. Central Bank. We do banking better. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
The University of Missouri is now offering online tuition awards for community college graduates and the military and their families.
I know that I can do it with someone to help me through it. Two horizons I've never seen.
The most online degrees, the most awarded faculty, and now tuition awards. Mizzou Online. Together, we can make the most of you.
Mizzou and me. Mizzou and me.
For details, visit online.missouri.edu.
The next time you call your internet or phone company, say these three letters. M-I-Z. If they don't respond with Z-O-U, then you can be sure they're not local. At Socket, 100% of our employees live here in Missouri. So you're not just our customers, you're our friends and neighbors. We bet the other guys can't say that. Socket, calls answered locally, techie stuff explained simply. Local phone, internet, and data. Socket.net.
Today tastes like movie night.
Okay, whose turn is it to choose?
And everyone's favorite hit, pizza and Coke. Today tastes like front row seats for all. Like cushions and popcorn. And counting the seconds.
Pizza's here.
Today tastes like a slice of the action.
Hey, hit the light.
Like we belong here and now. And it never tasted this good. Coca-Cola. Together tastes better.
By choosing to build with the men and women at the Laborers Union and their contractors, you can count on skill, safety, and efficiency being the foundation of your project. With 6 training centers in Missouri, you are getting a highly trained workforce focused on safety and productivity. For information about building your project union, go to mkldc.org. Or to learn about becoming a union laborer, visit liunabuildsmo.com. Work hard, work safe, work smart, work union.
Tiger Talk continues from Mizzou Arena. Coming up a little bit later, Nicodemus Christopher will join us. Our players segment tonight, Torrence Watson, the junior from St. Louis, Missouri. Tigers in action coming up tomorrow evening. They'll take on the Bradley Braves here at Mizzou Arena. Don't forget, it's a 6 p.m. tip-off. Our coverage begins at 5:30. And allow me to correct myself. Tigers have moved up to number 14 in the national rankings. Number 14 in the polls after rankings came out just a little bit earlier today. Konzo Martin is with us for the next couple of segments. Always good to visit with the coach. Okay, so it's Christmas week. And, you know, basketball, obviously very important this time of the year. But for this particular next 7 minutes, we're going to put it on the shelf and talk a little bit about Christmas and Christmas traditions. What do you remember about Christmas growing up as a kid, Coach?
Just, you know, spending time with the family. Always, you know, snow outside. My family was close-knit. On my mom's side, I never met my grandmother on my mom's side. So my aunt, who passed away 2 years ago, she's my aunt and my grandmother. Mm-hmm. So it was my mom's oldest sister. And it was 4 girls. They had, you know, 4 sisters and my uncle. And we would always be together. Just good times. You know, there's not a lot of, you know, and it really wasn't about how many gifts. I know as a kid you wanted prizes and gifts and all that. I never forget this little football, ColecoVision football game I had. You know, you played it, mm-hmm. and that was a big deal. But other than that, it's family times, and they didn't necessarily make it a lot about how many gifts you mm-hmm. got at the time, even though kids, I know we wanted that. But I just remember being together. My aunt, again, she was wonderful. Though she's my aunt, she was like a grandmother to me.
Christmas Sunday, were you the first one up in the household? Who was the first one to get to the tree?
I think maybe my little sister, she was up, even if she went to sleep. I'm not sure about that part. Yeah. I can't remember. It just, my mom would be there. And we had gifts. Now, again, we had that, and it was good. But it just, for me, it was always sports, you know, at that time of year. So whatever the sports were, hanging out with my buddies. Because the great thing about, and maybe it is in a lot of the places, growing up where we grew up in project housing, everybody was together. So you're always around each other. So everybody come outside at the same time. You have a good time. And it was always good.
Yeah, I remember for me, just my father's birthday was on the 24th. Man. And so on Christmas Eve, we'd always celebrate his birthday by going out to dinner and then come back to the house. And then we'd do some presents. We used to be able to talk mom into a couple presents. Just a couple, mom. You know, just a couple. And then, you know, do a couple on Christmas Eve. And then on Christmas Day, get up and tear into it. And then just, again, hanging out with family, you know, and eating and things like that. Did Lincoln always play in the holiday tournament? You did. Did you always play in the same holiday tournament?
We did when I was in school. So I remember when I played. So I imagine they played it when I was younger. We always played in the holiday tournament. I think we played in Rock Island Shootout.
Yeah.
We played in one, I can't remember, one in Missouri. It might have been West Plains, Missouri, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, there was a shootout down there. Yeah.
So we played in those. We because we were never in a conference, so we had to go play teams and quality teams, and that was always good for us to be able to travel and do different things.
As you look at this year, it's difficult, right? You can't let your kids go because of COVID and because of the protocols in which you have to operate in this semi bubble. How tough is that for you as a coach?
Oh, it's real tough. And I'm still, 50-50 because I know what the holidays mean for me. I know when I was a freshman in college, I think we might have been supposed to play in a tournament, or we had to be back at a certain time, so we might not have been able to go home. But I think I had a chance to go home. And safe to say at this, I got a little emotional because I wanted to go home for the holidays.
Yeah,
I mean,
sure.
You look forward to that. So for right now, I'm 50-50. It's hard because I think our players need to be with their families. Because we put so much into this sport, because you want to play the games, you want to get to the end result of, but man, you have to value family and the important things of being with your family, the holiday season, all that means a lot. And so, because I know I'll be with my family, I think our players, you owe them that much. It's just to figure out how, and to make sure they can be with their families. And yeah, it's a struggle for me as we speak.
Yeah. The volume of information that as coaches and as administrators that you've all had to process this year, and the changes in guidance that comes almost at a continuum on a week-by-week basis, I just can't imagine the amount of things you have to go through on a weekly basis just in dealing with this and in dealing with protocols and procedures.
It is a lot, and the amount of information that we receive, it makes my body feel like we're in February. How your body feels during the season, just the hustle and bustle of it. But like I said to our guys, man, just breathe and enjoy life. We'll do what we need to do on the floor and put forth our best effort. But let's try to enjoy just getting up in the morning, because I think we've lost over 300,000 plus lives due to COVID, and not even talking about all the ones you lose for other stuff. So let's try to enjoy as best we can and not get so consumed with the end result of this basketball game. We do what we're supposed to do. We'll get what we're supposed to get out of it.
Because of the have you had a moment, or has there been a moment with your team, and I think I know the answer, but I think it's important for the fans. Has there been a moment where they've said, "Oh man, not again"? When it comes to either having to cancel a game or having to make a different plans and change, oh boy, we got to get on a bus, things like that. You haven't run into any of that, have you?
No, we haven't, because again, we spend so much time talking about life, and I'm not comparing the two.
Yeah.
When you're talking what our country has dealt with due to COVID, racial injustice, all that stuff going on. So we've dealt with that adversity when it comes to basketball, with multiple injuries over the course of 3 years, and now you got to get up with enough energy to go practice, muster up the energy to compete and try to win a basketball game. You fall short. You got to keep going. So we've seen it and been through it before. So what I say to our guys, man, just think about it. And all this that we're going on, you count your blessings. You pray for peace of mind. You pray for hope. You pray for faith. But the other part is, man, you were able to get up and breathe. You were able to get up and see. So you saw the sunshine, whether it was cold outside. You saw the snow. You felt the snow. So all those things mean something. We can't neglect the fact that I got a chance to feel life. I got a chance to walk into a practice. Whether I don't feel like dealing with Coach today. Coach got on my nerves yesterday. But I got a chance to see Coach. I got a chance to walk into the facility. So I'm grateful to be able to do that. And oftentimes we take for granted those small things, because for all of us, at some point, it'll be checkout time.
Yeah. Blessing to be vertical. No question about that. It's Konzo Martin. I'm Mike Kelly. More Tiger Talk is up next on the Central Bank Tiger Network from Learfield, IMG College.
Buying a home is super easy.
Said no one, ever.
You have to choose a reputable agent, know the difference between MIP and PMI, deal with offer rejections, show the house to your in-laws, get a home inspection, and wait. At Next Home, we've partnered with true professionals and set incredibly high agent standards, so your home purchase is smooth and stress-free. Let us help you find your next home. Next Home Paradigm. Visit nexthomeparadigm.com. That's nexthomeparadigm.com. Each office is independently owned and operated.
Now order your groceries online and get them even faster with Hy-Vee Aisles Online Same Day Pickup. Just choose the Get It Faster option for only $9.95 and pick up your groceries in as little as 2 hours. Plus, we've added even more pickup times to choose from. You'll find the same great deals as in-store. Free pickup on orders over $30 and no-contact pickup and delivery. Download the Hy-Vee Grocery app today and pick up groceries in as little as 2 hours. Some restrictions apply.
Every second, 127 new devices connect to the internet. You can feel it happening. We're entering a whole new era of technology, and Mediacom will be ready to power it with one of the nation's first supercharged 10G platforms. We'll be bringing you more speed, more capacity, more security, and the power to do more than you ever dreamed possible. Visit 10g.mediacomcable.com to learn more.
Do you and your family suffer from ongoing aches and pains? Reaching for the medicine cabinet each morning? Anti-inflammatories are simply treating your symptoms and not the cause. At Restoration Chiropractic, Dr. Taylor Serrois works with patients to achieve optimal health naturally, without drugs or surgery. Dr. Taylor uses an innovative torque release technique to target problem areas and adjust them at the root of the cause, creating a true experience of health and vitality. Visit Dr. Taylor and his friendly staff at their location on Grindstone or online at chirorestoration.com, where healing starts.
The Missouri Operating Engineer Locals 101 and 513 are the foundation of building success. While operating heavy equipment, we build the roads, bridges, hospitals, schools, power generation stations, utilities, and the infrastructure of Missouri. We bring excellence, safety, pride, unity, and productivity to every job. Our members and contractors are proud to have the best skilled trades training available. Learn more at IUOELocal101.org and IUOE513.org.
You know that feeling. It's been a long day of meetings. You're stuck in traffic and you just want to be home. With convenient flight schedules at Columbia Regional Airport, you can be home sooner. Avoid the long drive home. Enjoy free parking, shorter lines at the baggage claim. For wherever work takes you, make connections with Columbia Regional Airport. Visit flycou.com to learn just how affordable convenience can be.
Tiger Talk continues in the Central Bank Tiger Network from Learfield. IMG College, I'm Mike Kelly. Coming up, Nicodemus Christopher will join us. We'll also hear from Torrence Watson. You're going to get another player, Konzo Martin, that will join your team here in the next couple of weeks. Sean Duro Gordon, young man from Northeast. Just a thought on him and kind of walk us through when that might happen, when he may join your program.
I think it'll be safe to say early January. Because obviously going through paperwork, getting admitted to school, all those things you have to do. But it's been in the works for at least a month and a half or maybe 2 months. So it's just a matter of getting the paperwork finalized, and he'll be good to go. And I think he would probably have to quarantine. I don't have the exact information, 10 to 14 days before he can actually join the team in practices.
6'7 player. How did you find him from a recruiting standpoint? And take us through that process.
Well, you obviously seen him from afar playing basketball, but I think with COVID, not having a chance to really get out and see him as far as live games, but knew about him, of course, and then just really building a relationship through Zoom, constant dialogue with coaches, family, and all that. And then that's how the relationship came about, just, you know, getting him to commit to our program and eventually signing with us, and we think it's a great addition.
Yeah, and then, you know, obviously another kid from the Northeast, Jordan, being from Baltimore, spent some time in Baltimore, you know, getting players from that part of the country obviously helps extend the footprint a little bit. What about the rest of that recruiting class that you were able to sign? Just, you know, a couple of guys from in-state, Springfield kids. Just kind of walk us through those players, if you will.
Well, you know, Anton Brookshaw is a talented young guy. He and Trevin Brazil, they're on the same high school team at Kickapoo. Anton's about 6'2", scoring guard, more of a point than a two. But you would say it's a combo because he can score the ball, but really puts the ball in the basket. Trevin's a 6'8", athletic, slashing, runner, jumper, really good shot blocker for his size. Has to get stronger. And I think all those guys have to get stronger, and that's one of the biggest keys. And Yaya Kata, who's at Dismet, physical presence, more of a 4'5", good athlete, strong body. And a guy, since he's stepped on American soil, he's gotten better and better and better all the time. And he's well coached with Kent Williams, who's a guy that was on my staff. So he's getting a lot of toolage there. And then obviously Caleb Brown, who Kobe's brother, talented guy, 6'5", combo guard, can handle the ball, can make a lot of plays, very good vision with the basketball, good facilitator, loves to pass the ball, loves to make plays for his teammates. So all really good additions. And I think when it's all said and done, there'll probably be more here and there because you're always looking.
Yeah, Ken Williams was not only a valuable member of your staff at Tennessee, he was a terrific player at SIU Carbondale back in the day as well, growing up in Mount Vernon, Illinois. It's got to be neat for you having worked with and helped groom someone like him to then be able to recruit one of his players. That's got to be a neat part of the relationship.
Well, I think the thing with Kent, if you play for his programs, you will understand the game of basketball. And I think sometimes that is missed because young guys are so talented and they skip steps because they're one of the best athletes or one of the best guys that can put the ball in the basket. But oftentimes that scoring doesn't translate to this level or doesn't do a great job of setting screens, blocking, all the principal type things that you need as long as you play in this game, things that you can rely on when times get hard. And I think Ken will do those things in teaching his players because he was a student of the game. Mm-hmm. He was taught the game. And he want to win championships at Dismet, but I think he's more concerned with his guys becoming basketball players, good basketball players, as opposed to just trying to stack up a roster and win games.
He still thinks he was fouled in an NCAA tournament game against Missouri, too.
Hey, Ken was competitive now. Ken wants to win. He's competitive.
Yeah. And boy, he was a really, really good player. When you look at recruiting the state of Missouri, Just a thought on building those ties and those relationships in this state, and fans look at it and they always think blindly that every player that goes to that comes out of Missouri should go to Missouri. We know that doesn't happen, but as you look at trying to build the footprint within the state, what are some of the things that as a staff you guys continually work on with high school coaches?
Well, I think the thing you're selling when it comes to basketball, you're selling a tremendous opportunity to play, and that's a fine line because the downside of when you get guys in state and they're not happy, they're not playing right away. If they don't have the right team of people, and I mean family, friends, people around them, help them understand, that can cause problems. So it's easy to say, yeah, we got this guy from the state and all that. That's fine and dandy. But it has to work for both sides. And I think that's important. And there have been times we've lost out on guys we work hard to try to get. Mm-hmm. And there were some guys we said as a staff we wanted to pass on this one because we just didn't feel like in the end, no matter what the school board says, we would have probably lost out on that deal when the kid was in our program just because whatever reason. Because sometimes you can't make people happy, and you have to be honest with them. And sometimes the honesty is not the best policy in their eyes. But for our program, you got to do the best thing. And then sometimes you gamble with guys. It's just you have to know when you make that decision, we're all on deck as a staff of what we're getting ourselves into, good or bad. And it's not always what you see on the surface. There's a lot of stuff that goes on behind the scenes. And can that young man fit within the culture of your locker room? And I think for us, that's the most important thing.
And for you, having a, if you will, tangible evidence of watching this group of players grow and seeing what a Jeremiah Tillman is today, then as opposed to where he was a freshman, or Drew Smith, seeing his development, a Mark Smith, things like that, that helps you when you're selling your program, doesn't it?
It does. You know, the part of it is, not everything is always great. Mm-hmm. There's not, and like most stories in life, there's not always a happy ending. Not everybody's going to be a pro. There's only 450 NBA jobs, so not everybody's going to be an NBA player. But you can help them get a degree and have a successful career. You can do your part as a coach to help them with that because I haven't shot a basketball since 1998. So whether they make it or miss shots, that has nothing to do with me. My job is to put this team in position to be successful. And in the process, hopefully each individual player can get what he's trying to get out of the deal. And we have to respect that space as well because you want each guy to be successful. And it just – what we try to look at the staff, we touch guys every day. Yeah. Whether I'm talking to an assistant coach talking to, we try to more than anything make sure they have a peace of mind.
It's Konzo Martin. I'm Mike Kelly. We're going to take a break. Still to come on the show, we'll hear from Nicodemus Christopher and also from Torrance Watson. More with the coach, though. Final segment with Konzo is up next on the Central Bank Tiger Network from Learfield, IMG College.
Credit or debit?
Debit.
Okay, go ahead and insert your card. Hold on. Is that a Tiger checking card from Central Bank?
It is. I just got it.
So you haven't used it yet?
No. Why? Is there a problem?
Not if you're a Tiger fan.
Oh, I'm a huge fan.
Go ahead then.
Here it goes.
Show your true colors with Tiger Checking from Central Bank. Sign up today at tigerchecking.com. Member FDIC.
There's more here than just a degree. The University of Missouri is a place where hands-on learning helps students become standout employees, where graduates quickly earn jobs around the world thanks to a network of alumni that's more than 300,000 strong. Mizzou is where opportunities are found in 300 degree programs and where 500 student organizations make it easy to belong. Discover what Mizzou can do for your student. Visit admissions.missouri.edu today.
At Missouri Employers Mutual, we've been investing in the businesses and communities we serve for 25 years as Missouri's number one work comp provider. A lot has changed since then, but one thing hasn't: our commitment to safety. Feeling safe starts at home. That's why we're proud to partner with the Food Bank for Central and Northeast Missouri. We're honoring 25 years of the Score Against Hunger campaign with a $25,000 matching gift. Will you join us? Visit sharefoodbringhope.org for more.
At MU Healthcare, we're taking on COVID-19 with confidence. And with more patients reaching out for care, we're adding more nurses to our team.
My name's Danielle, and I'm an RN at MU Healthcare. Helping people is why I wanted to become a nurse, and there's no better time and place to do that than right now. And as the community relies on MU Healthcare, we need more nurses to help meet their needs.
MU Healthcare nurses receive benefits day one with opportunities for growth. Apply today at muhealth.org/nursing.
Hi, Tiger fans. Mike Kelly for UPS. Your customers want more from your business. You've got to make more happen, whether they're in Colombia or on the other side of the world. Globally or locally, UPS is building solutions to help businesses give their customers exactly what they want. More made easy. UPS, official logistics company of Mizzou Athletics.
It's time to make some holiday joy, America, and we're here to help. Start your season at the Ford Built for the Holidays sales event and bring home a new Ford truck or SUV with the best deals of the holidays. Let's make a whole lot of joy this year. The Ford Built for the Holidays sales event is here. Head to your quality Ford dealers or go to buyfordnow.com for exclusive holiday offers on the full Ford lineup. That's how we're making joy. How are you?
Tiger Talk continues here on the Tiger Network. I'm Mike Kelly. Konzo Martin is alongside. Still to come, Nicodemus Christopher and also Torrance Watson. Missouri in action coming up tomorrow evening. The Tigers hosting the Bradley Braves, coached by Brian Wardle. They're 6-2 on the season, coming off of a comeback win. They were down by 8 with 4 minutes to play. They came back to beat Miami of Ohio 69-68, team that plays in the Missouri Valley. And you know just that this is a team that you got to be ready to play, coach, right?
Oh, yeah, that'd be a tough team. And that was I watched the whole Miami-Ohio game in Bradley live, and that was a tough loss for Miami-Ohio. Up 8, less than 4 minutes to go. They finished the game, 5 turnovers, never scored another basket. And that was I know the feeling of those. That's a hard, tough bus ride home.
Yeah, and they also, Bradley had a 9-1 run, yes, at the end of the first half to help them kind of stay in the game. As you look at individually from a talent standpoint, What stands out about this Bradley team?
What talented team. Obviously, Walter does a great job, and he's done a magnificent job in the Valley, especially in the last 3 years. But they have the 6'8 kid, Elijah Childs, thinking right from the Kansas City area. Great body on him, can score the ball. 5-for-10 from three, so he doesn't shoot a lot of threes, but he's a good three-point shooter. But he scores it around the rim, attacks the basket, get offensive rebounds. And I think the guy that makes them go is Sean East, lefty point guard, fast like X. But I think he makes them go, even though Childs, I think, is their guy. And they have other guys, good pieces that can make shots and make plays. But Sean East, I've been impressed watching him on film.
Yeah, averaging about 4.7 assists per game as well. How did this series come up? Because it's only the third time that the two teams have ever played. Last one back in 1990 at Carver Arena.
Well, the thing is, what you want to try to find, teams that you feel like, because – I'll say net, and I'll use RPI just for those, but pretty much the same thing. When you're trying to find quality opponents, teams that will give you a run for your money, very competitive. Of course, you want to win the basketball game, but you know you'll get better in the game because they'll work you. You have to watch film, preparing for conference play, and this is one of those teams that you watched them in the tournament. They'd have been an NCAA tournament team last year if it wasn't for COVID, but – They took Michigan State down the wire 2 years ago in the NCAA tournament. So talented team, physical team. They play hard. They got good size, good guard play. And you know it'll be a good game.
Conference play is just around the corner. I know you're focused on Bradley, but when you look at the SEC this year, what is it that stands out about this league? Is there as much depth top to bottom as there's been in years past?
I think it is. I think, and I've said this before about the SEC, and even my first time around the SEC, when you look at pound-for-pound talent, it's going to be one of those leagues that every year, no worse than three where they have the most draft picks every year. You always have talent, but it's just whatever the turnover is. When you lose a lot of young guys, and you have to add players in there. And that's probably the biggest thing with the SEC. I'm not sure if we're off to – I don't want to say a great start right now. We've lost some games here and there, but that happens when a turnover – every two or three years is drastic because of so many talented young freshmen and sophomores are going to draft. So this will be one of those years. I mean, anybody can always win the league. You always might have one or two up top, but I think anything can happen. But like I always say, you got to fight to win your home games, and then you got to find ways to get them on the road.
Got a couple more minutes left with you, and I want to close by talking about our next two guests on the show. Torrence Watson, as we know, is having a hard time finding minutes, but he's remained committed in terms of trying to help his teammates. When you think of that young man, now a junior out of St. Louis, just what stands out about Torrence Watson right now?
Well, I mean, you want to find ways, one, to get him on the floor. You want to find – and I can safely say right now he's worked hard. He's ever worked in this program, ever. And you're starting to see the results of it. One of the greatest things about Torrence is a wonderful young man to be around. I would have loved to be a teammate with Torrence, hang out with Torrence. I think Torrence is a beautiful person. I really feel that way. But I think part of what makes Torrence, he have wonderful parents, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. Parents expect him to work hard, do the right things, commit to something, finish the task, and all those things. And that's very helpful for him. So when he get back on the floor, it won't be so – it'll be what Torrence has put himself in position to do and be, but it also be the people that raised him to help him understand that we keep fighting.
What about Nicodemus Christopher? Here's a guy that's been with you for a while now. How did you guys first meet?
I'll answer that, but make sure you ask him. Say, Coach said, tell me the story about when Coach interviewed you for the first time. That make sure you ask him.
I will.
That.
Trust me.
But no, you know he was an assistant strength coach at Purdue. So at that time, he can be more specific with it, but I think he was with football. His main sport might have been softball, but he was assisting with basketball as well. So I called Matt Painter because we were looking for a strength coach when I was at Tennessee. And I think at the time, Nick was 25 years old. And I said, I'm looking for somebody with energy, a level of toughness, fight, understand, meaning fight to compete, yeah. and can really push and help the players, but to be able to relate with the players. And he said, I think we got a guy. And I think, Matt Payne at the time was like, they had a great strength coach as well. So obviously they couldn't move Nick up. But he said, if this guy was gone, we would definitely keep Nick. And that's how it happened.
Yeah. Now he's a guy that not only has become your strength coach, he's become a very good personal friend too, hasn't he?
Yes, yes. In his life. I mean, and you know how it is. Once you're around somebody for so long, they go from people that you hire, they're part of your staff, and they become family. That's what it is. And you get past all the other stuff, and you speak the same language without even talking.
It's great to see you. Thanks for your time tonight, and good luck tomorrow against Bradley.
Thanks, Mike.
Tigers head coach Konzo Martin. Torrence Watson joins us next on the Central Bank Tiger Network from Learfield, IMG College.
Selling your home is super easy.
Said no one, ever.
You have to choose a reputable agent, discover online home values aren't reality, clean and declutter, fix that pesky roof leak, get through home inspections, and wait. At Next Home, we've partnered with true professionals and set incredibly high agent standards, so selling your home is smooth and stress-free. Let us help you sell your next home. Next Home Paradigm. Visit nexthomeparadigm.com. That's nexthomeparadigm.com. Each office is independently owned and operated.
The Club at Old Hawthorne is a terrific golf course with amazing practice facilities, which is why the Mizzou golf teams play here. Here's what you might not know. The Club at Old Hawthorne is a community with a welcoming environment that's a perfect fit for an active lifestyle. Golf, tennis, pickleball, swimming, and a fitness center with classes all at one club. The Club at Old Hawthorne. Visit oldhawthorne.com to learn more or schedule a tour. I'm Mike Kelly, the voice of the Missouri Tigers. How much do I love Old Hawthorne? I live here.
Tiger fans. Do you like to gamble? Well, gambling's exactly what you're doing if you have your home or business electrical installation done by a contractor who's not qualified, trained, and insured. Don't take the chance. Be safe. Be certain. Use only IBEW contractors to do your electrical work. The stakes are just too high for anything else. You can depend on your hometown IBEW and IBEW contractors.
The International Union of Painters and Allied Trades District Council 58 have exciting career opportunities available in the glass installation, glazing, painting, drywall finishing, and wall covering industries. Whether you're a contractor that's ready to take your business to the next level in the residential, commercial, institutional, and industrial fields, or an energetic person ready to kickstart your future, the International Union of Painters and Allied Trades is the partnership you've been looking for. International Union of Painters and Allied Trades District Council 58, proud supporters of Missouri Tigers basketball.
As a doctor, my superpower is saving lives.
I may not wear a cape, but I do wear a mask.
In the cath lab.
When I'm out shopping.
Taking my kids to school.
Getting my morning coffee.
Dropping my daughters to dance.
Now it's your turn to be a hero.
Mask up and help us slow the spread of COVID-19 in Missouri.
You can save a life too.
So let's mask up, Missouri.
This message brought to you by MU Healthcare and Capital Region Medical Center.
Hi, folks, this is Andy from Andy's Frozen Custard. The apple pies have arrived. Stop by your nearest Andy's Frozen Custard today and ask for the words can't describe it, Apple Pie Sundae. We take a whole slice of warm apple pie covered in made fresh hourly Andy's Vanilla Frozen Custard and drizzled with caramel all over. You can even add pecans for an extra special treat. It's available for a limited time only, so don't miss out.
Visit eatandys.com for the Andy's nearest you.
Andy's makes it fun to be a kid for a while.
I'm Mike Kelly. Welcome back to Tiger Talk from Mizzou Arena. Missouri gets sent to take on the Bradley Braves coming up on Tuesday night. Time now for our players segment. And with that, we bring into the conversation now a junior guard from St. Louis, Missouri. Torrence Watson, how are you?
I'm doing well. How about yourself?
Well, I'm doing great. It's always great to see you. I've always enjoyed being around you. Always enjoy that smile. This has been a strange year, hasn't it, 2020? I mean, I remember when we were together in Nashville getting set to play Texas A&M, first game of the SEC tournament, and then that was taken away. It changed the complexion of the summer. It changed the fall, and certainly it's had an impact as we moved into winter now. Just as you look back on 2020, what crosses the mind of Torrence Watson?
It's really been a crazy year for us. Like you said, we were about to play Texas A&M. We were going to, I think, lunch, and then all of a sudden they were like, yeah, the rest of the season is canceled. Like, you won't get to play in the March Madness. You won't get to play the rest of this. And then we came back, and we were kind of thinking, like, it was going to be, like, a couple weeks. And then after that, school got canceled. So then there was no, spring workouts or anything. So then going into the summer, we were like, all right, we're finally going to be able to work out with the team. We come back, I think it was, like, June 4th. Mm-hmm. And then one of our teammates tested positive for COVID. We had to wait another 2 weeks. Everybody had to quarantine. And then coach moved the workouts back a month. So then when everybody came back again, we tested positive again. So then coaches canceled the summer workouts because it was too hard. And then really just starting up, we really only had maybe like 3 weeks, 3.5, 4 weeks of actual practice before we started games. So I think we've done a great job of adjusting, though. We got a lot of older guys, mostly juniors and seniors. And then we got Jordan that came in as a freshman and Kobe that was a sophomore that played a lot of minutes. So we had a lot of guys that were already used to the flow of things, so we've done a great job of adjusting.
Yeah, you have, and we'll talk about that in just a moment, but one of the things, because of the limitations placed on crowd that we don't see, speaking of the smiling face, we don't see the smiling face of your mother here at games, too. That's weird.
Yeah, no, it's definitely been different for me. I mean, I still talk to her the same amount every day all the time, but it's definitely different for me not seeing her there at every game. She still made it to every home game that we've had so far, but for the away games, so some people not having fans, she hasn't been able to make it to every single one.
How has it been doing most of your classes virtually and online? What has that adjustment been like?
That adjustment wasn't too much because usually for our second semester, they try to give us more online classes so that we're not always missing so many classes in class. So It was fine for me. It wasn't too much of a big adjustment.
Visiting with junior guard Torrance Watson, the St. Louis native who played at Whitfield in suburban St. Louis. You're going through a period right now where you're trying to find as much time as you possibly can on the court, right? Yep. And right now the minutes are down a little bit. You're playing less minutes than you have throughout your course, your career. How do you – but here's what I've seen. I've seen Torrance Watson during the game being the first guy up cheering. I've seen the guy going up, and when guys come off the court, I've seen Torrance Watson giving high fives. I've seen you be encouraging to your teammates. Internally, I know you're a competitor. So how are you handling this right now? What's your approach moving forward?
For me, like you said, just trying to find minutes wherever I can, and I'm always happy for my teammates. I think that for me, I feel like if I'm not on the floor helping my team, then I'm going to be on the side helping my team. And that means just the energy. And like you said, it's not as many people there. I think we only have like 3,000 fans. So just us bringing the energy from the sideline, from the bench, and just cheering each other on, knowing that some games it won't be anybody there. So just that energy, making sure my teammates know that I'm there for them, and just keep pushing them to go harder while also pushing myself so that I can find minutes on the court.
The other thing that certainly comes into play, particularly playing for this coach, is the amount of time that you put in after practice. And a week ago, as we were taping this show, and for those that don't know, we're inside a room at Mizzou Arena that overlooks the practice gym. Practice gets over. Torrance Watson's out with a couple of managers shooting for a good 25, 30 minutes after the practice. That's the other thing, putting the work in, right?
Yes, sir. That's most definitely what comes with it. And I think that younger, it took a while for me to learn that. But now that I'm older, the work is what you put in is what you're going to get out.
Let's talk more about academics a little bit. What are you majoring in?
Actually, I was majoring in sociology, but I changed it to double major in sociology and communications.
What would Torrance Watson like to do once God says, you know what, this basketball thing has come to a close?
That's something that I've had to start thinking about more and more lately. When you're younger, you don't really think
about it. No,
you're right. The only thing you think about is basketball. But like you said, at some point, the ball has to stop bouncing. For me, hopefully it's something with sales. I really like communicating with people, talking with people, building relationships. So whatever job I have, I hope that I can travel and talk to people, maybe sell something or just somebody who builds relationships.
A little piece of advice, just always remember this, is that every conversation that you have is a networking opportunity.
Right.
So anyone you meet could be potentially someone that can help you in your career down the road. As you think about the experience here at Missouri, Torrance Watson, you're already a junior, right? So now we're on the other side of the hill, right? So how do you view that? The fact that here we are as a junior now, and time goes quick, doesn't it?
Yeah, that's what I would tell everybody, especially young guys coming in. Time goes way quicker than you expect it to. I think for me, my freshman year, that was the only year that really went by slow. My sophomore year was super fast, and I'm already here as a junior. So I think that as soon as you come in, you just got to make the best of all the times you have. But I've loved my experiences here. There's been some ups and downs, but I think that's just what comes with life. I've definitely learned a lot.
Anything worth fighting for, right, is worth the battle.
Yes, sir.
What do you like about this team?
I like the togetherness, the family of the team. You know, I think that I've had great teams my past 2 years being here, but this is probably the closest team that I've been a part of. Like, we talk in our group chat every day after practice in the locker room. We're staying at like 30 minutes after just to talk to each other. Everybody's bonding and everybody's pushing each other really hard. And I think in our practices, you can just see that and you can hear that everybody wants the best. And I think we're finally realizing how good we are. And if everybody is pushing each other, how really good we can be.
Have you found the teams that you've played so far, the way that your team guards them is different than anything that they have encountered to this point in the season?
You said the way that we guard them?
The way that you guard them is they're not used to being guarded the way that you physically guard people these days.
Yeah, I think Coach Martin was just talking about that either before or after our practice today about how some teams have a lot of plays, but our defense has stopped them from being able to run those plays. So you get the ball on one side of the floor, we're trying to keep it on that side of the floor. So I think that a lot of teams haven't seen defenses like ours.
What about Bradley? Just a thought on playing Bradley coming up on Tuesday evening.
Oh, yeah, they're a pretty interesting team. They play a zone. They like to push the ball. So I think that we've definitely been preparing these last 2 days for their zone and then for their transition. And then they have a really good four-man in Childs. and a really good point guard. So just making sure that we key in on those two guys.
Finally, Christmas is coming up later this week. Because of COVID, because of testing protocols, because of the bubble, you can't go home. So right. that changes the dynamics. But what are some of the things, what are some of the memories that you have about Christmas and Christmas Day?
For me, like I'm a really big family guy. So memories is just waking up and seeing my family. Waking up, seeing my mom, my dad, my little sister, and my brother. Like it's nothing better than seeing that. But I think these past couple of years, I've always been able to go home for a little bit and see my mom. I'm pretty sure she'll come and see me on Christmas Day. And hopefully my little sister will come too. But I think during those days, we have lunch with the team every single day. So we'll be able to just bond. And it's always great to be able to be with my brothers.
It's great to see you. Keep fighting, buddy.
Oh, yes, sir. Thank you.
It's Torrance Watson. I'm Mike Kelly. More Tiger Talk after this on the Central Bank Tiger Network from Learfield, IMG College.
Hurry up, dude. The game's about to start.
Nothing beats spending the day watching the game with your buddies.
Dude, I'm literally right here. Let's do this.
Which is why a shelter insurance renter's policy is key to your winning game plan. It protects things your landlord's policy doesn't.
Dude, where's your TV?
What? Oh, no way, dude.
Like that flat-screen TV that just got stolen. To draft an agent for your team, visit shelterinsurance.com. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
Hi, here's your three queso burgers. Have a supersonic day.
I don't even think I can make this at home for $3.99.
No, you have to buy the meat, you have to buy the queso, you have to buy the bread, you have to buy the cheese, you gotta buy the grill, you gotta buy everything.
The queso burger for just $3.99. A 100% pure beef patty with melty cheddar, zesty cheese sauce, and hatch green chilies. Only for a limited time. For contactless ordering and payment, order ahead in the Sonic app. Tax not included. See menu for details. Mobile ordering only available at select locations for a limited time only at participating Sonic drive-ins.
Buying a home is super easy.
Said no one, ever.
You have to choose a reputable agent, know the difference between MIP and PMI, deal with offer rejections, show the house to your in-laws, get a home inspection, and wait.
Wait, wait.
At Next Home, we've partnered with true professionals and set incredibly high agent standards, so your home purchase is smooth and stress-free. Let us help you find your next home. Next Home Paradigm. Visit nexthomeparadigm.com. That's nexthomeparadigm.com. Each office is independently owned and operated.
The SEC taught us that there's nothing like game day in Columbia. And if you're all about the black and gold, there's nothing like having a personalized Regions Visa check card in your wallet. As the official bank of the SEC, Regions is here to help you pull for your Tigers with everything you've got. To learn more, visit yourpicks.regions.com. Regions, member FDIC. Terms, conditions, and fees may apply.
Tiger Talk continues on the Central Bank Tiger Network. I'm Mike Kelly. Hope you enjoyed our conversation with Torrance Watson. Wrapping up the show tonight with the Director of Athletic Performance for Mizzou Basketball, our friend Nicodemus Christopher. Now, most people would say that 2020, and it's been strange, we all know that. Mm-hmm. We've all had to deal with things that we shouldn't have to deal with.
Yeah.
But you got to deal with something that's pretty special, that is life-changing.
Most definitely, I did. It's been a blessing for us, you know, welcoming our son into this world. It's been life-changing. I tell people all the time, I feel like he's taught me more over these past 6 months than any other lesson that I've learned prior to this. So he's my accountability partner. He's my teacher. And he shifted my perspective on a lot of things. So it's been fun.
Yeah, how cool is it going to be for you coming up later this week when you get to watch the little guy start tearing into some presents, too?
But you know what? I got my present a little bit early. It was about 3 or 4 days ago. My wife sent me a video, and he was doing a little mini push-up or a plank. So Daddy got his Christmas present early, so I'm happy, but I'll be glad to see him smiling under the tree.
Yeah, you're one of those guys that when we're on the road, and that's been strange for me is not being able to go on the road with you all this year, but when we're on the road, you're a guy that'll find a facility mm-hmm. to work out in. Mm-hmm. You keep the workouts consistent. What did you do during COVID, during quarantine, when you couldn't come here? How did you, someone who loves to stay in shape, who that's part of their DNA, How did you work out during that time?
You know what? I found a way. You know, I used what I had access to in my garage. Fortunately, I had a couple little things, and really, that's all you need. You know, yeah. And it was refreshing for me because I think sometimes one of the benefits of having the bare minimum is it challenges your creativity, mm-hmm. right? It challenges the way, as a strength and conditioning coach, you program. Obviously, one of the benefits of being at a school like the University of Missouri is the resources that we have. But at the same time, during that time, it just challenged me to get back to the bare knuckles and the basics and find a way. So I think that actually helped me grow as a strength coach, and it was fun. I enjoyed it.
Your relationship with Konzo Martin started when he was at the University of Tennessee. You were at Purdue. Mm-hmm. He told us that we have to ask the question. Coach Nick has got to tell you about the first conversation, the first interview that he and I had together. I have set it up. You take it from there.
Oh, no. So it was I'll never forget that moment. It was one interview in probably about four parts, Mike. I'll never forget. So I get a call from, I believe it was an 865 area code. I think it was a Knoxville area code, right? Yeah. He's like, this is Konzo Martin, University of Tennessee. It's like, how's it going, coach? Are you a warrior? I'm like, excuse me? He said, are you a warrior? That's how he started the conversation off. So, you know, coach, being the man that he is, you know, he got me going quick. He started off with, are you a warrior? I was like, yeah, coach, I'm a warrior. No, will you run through a wall? Will you get somebody to run through a wall for you? And I'm like, of course, coach. And you know, then he tells me, he says, hold on one second. He said, hold on one second, coach. Coach Martin starts ordering food. I don't know where he was. He was in a drive-thru somewhere. I guess he started ordering food, and then he's like, coach, let me call you right back. Let me call you right back. So he calls me back approximately 3 minutes. I guess by that time he had pulled up to the window or wherever he was ordering food. He had his food, and we continued the interview with, so you're a warrior. You're going to get him to run through the wall for you. So it was needless to say, my brother called me later on that evening to ask me how the interview went. And I just told him, I said, bro, I have no idea. I've never experienced. So, coach, ask me if I was a warrior. Ask me a couple of other questions. Ask me if I would run through a wall or get somebody else to run through a wall. I heard him order food twice. So I think it went well. We'll find out.
What is it about him that those that don't work for him don't know about him?
Consistency. This is probably my 10th year with Coach Martin, and he has probably been one of the, if not the most consistent figure in my life. You know, he helps you as a man, as a coach, as a person, in his consistency. There are never ups or downs with coach. He lives the same lifestyle and he preaches the same message regardless of what's going on every single day. And you know, we've been through some things, and throughout all of that he's been the exact same person. He's never changed. Mm-hmm. So if you didn't work for him or if you didn't have a close relationship, you wouldn't recognize the level of consistency that is Coach Martin. And then also just his coach is very genuine, you know, mm-hmm. and when he is the definition of a family man, you know, and I haven't even shared this story. You know, when my son was born, coach called me and he was like, be a father, make sure you're being a father, take care of those responsibilities. And this was out the blue. You know, mm-hmm. that was our first conversation about fatherhood. Now, obviously, you know, I've been able to watch Coach Martin raise his kids and look at that example. But, you know, because he knows how I am. He knows I get into a flow of things or whatever it might be. And he just called me to let me know, be a father. Just
got about a minute left, mm-hmm. maybe a little bit less. Why strength and conditioning? athletic performance? When did you know that that was something that, that an issue that you had to scratch, something that you had to pursue?
That actually came about, long story short, through my older brother, Gary Christopher, who is the strength and conditioning coach at the University of Pittsburgh. We were going into our junior year of college. I was at Baylor University. I was going to college to be an anesthesiologist. He wanted to be a neurologist. Long story short, he had a love for the game, was hanging out in the weight room, said, I want to be a strength coach, and then boom, strength and conditioning it was.
It's always great to see you, Nicodemus. Thank you so much.
Great to see you as well.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
It's Nicodemus Christopher. I'm Mike Kelly. Hope you enjoyed our conversation with Nicodemus, also Torrence Watson, and obviously Coach Martin. Missouri and Bradley, Tuesday night. That does it for Tiger Talk on the Central Bank Tiger Network from Learfield, ING College.
On the Central Bank Tiger Network from Learfield, IMG College. Tiger Talk has been brought to you by Central Bank. Show the world your true colors with Tiger Checking. Bud Light. Whenever there's a game to watch, there's a Bud Light there. Also brought to you by our premier partner, Shelter Insurance and MU Healthcare. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation on the Central Bank Tiger Network.